listener production.
The sentence reduced for a Mount Gambier man who led police on a high-speed chase through town. Youth Week events starting today across the Limestone Coast and all the action in the Western Border Footy League. Hi and welcome to the Limestone Coast local news. It's Lee Jollo with you to share the news from our backyard. Cloudy today with a chance of a shower tonight. We're heading for tops of 20 in Mount Gambier as well as Narracourt. A Mount Gambier man has been sentenced to 10 months jail for driving more than 90 k's over the limit attempting to escape police. The court hearing the man drove at speeds of up to 140 through residential streets on January 15. He was eventually arrested after fleeing on foot. The man in his 20s was originally handed 1 year and 2 months in prison, but later handed a 10-month term after arguing offenders were rarely granted parole when they first apply, and also that he would end up serving the whole sentence in prison. Chris Bowen, the shadow climate change and energy minister, says Labor has a plan to make 604,000 jobs while hitting emissions targets on time. The grid between solar and wind farms in the regions and the rest of the country are going to be rewired to make renewable energy more accessible. At least that's what Bowen tells the Daily Oz if Labor is voted in this federal election.
We need to generate a lot more electricity. We need to electrify things that can be electrified. That just means the grid needs to be stronger. Our policy creates 604,000 jobs across the economy. 5 out of 6 of those are in the regions.
Youth Week is coming up next week, but you won't need to wait that long to get involved. It's launching tonight. Christy Brooks from the Mount Gambier Library says the launch party has plenty for all young people.
They're over at the City Hall at the Riddoch Arts and Cultural Centre, and we're setting up for tonight's launch party, which is going to kick off at 6 o'clock right through till 9 o'clock. We've got lots of food and drink going on, cool mocktails, there's sumo suit wrestling, there's dance performances, doing some live illustration drawings of people, lots of going on, DJs.
Youth Week events happening in Wattle Range Council too, but sadly a couple of them postponed due to forecast wet weather. The Skate Park League Series was due to hit Millicent Skate Park tomorrow, but that'll now happen at a later date. Skateboarding sessions on Sunday has also been postponed. The good news is that the FIFA tournament next Friday, the laser tag in the forest on Sunday, and the Youth Awards on Sunday will still take place. And Narracourt Lucendale Council has started work on the new rail trail. It'll run from Bates Lane to Riverside Drive, the work providing more pedestrian access by linking the eastern side of Narracourt to the main town centre. The new path should be ready to go by May 20. Let's look at some sport now, and starting with the Western Border Football League. And round 6 sure to sort out who's the team to beat when South Gambier play host to Millicent. South Gambier are unbeaten, while Millicent's only loss came in round 1 to South Gambier, 25 points separating the sides. The much-anticipated rematch will be at Blue Lake Sports Park. Elsewhere, Casterton Sanford looking to add to their 2 wins when they play host to West Gambier, and it's all Gambier Advance at Art Park, where North take on East. And that's all for this episode of Limestone Coast Local News. But if there's a story you think we need to be covering, send us a message at salocalnews@sca.com.au. Listener.